was associated with China.
You mean get Saudi lay?
All right, if you had a hen and you wanted her to lay eggs,
yeah.
Would you ever use anything to get her to lay eggs or put anything in her nest?
Well, no. You'd have to get a certain type of feed, and that would like cause the hens to lay more eggs. Land mash.
Oh.
And you feed the hen land mash for several days, and she'll start laying.
Okay. You never did put anything in her nest? Like a China egg?
No.
A China egg?
No, we would just leave just a hen egg.
Just regular egg?
Regular egg in there each day. If then she did not lay in the nest anymore,
mm-hmm.
She's still in the nest out somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure around the farm you used a lot of things to carry water in. You talked about some of them.
Buckets
and pails
and gourds. They had different types of gourds. They had gourds that looked like a bucket that's real large, say like a pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
except it had a high top.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a leather strap in there, and you could carry a lot of water in those.
But you use a lot of wooden and metal buckets too, I guess.
That's right. Mostly wooden buckets.
Would you make a distinction between a wooden bucket and a metal bucket as far as what
the water kept cooler in the wooden bucket than it did in the metal bucket?
Would you make a distinction between a bucket and a pail? Would a bucket be larger or smaller?
No.
Okay.
No difference.
Okay. What do you call the container you put, some cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay.
You do a pre-arrangement in a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got...
And lots of containers other than vases for flowers.
All right, if you're setting the table, you're going to have some eating utensils. What are you going to need to eat with?
Yourself.
All right, what are the specific...
China.
All right, the specific things you'd eat with, you need three things usually when you set the table.
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, if you forgot to bring a knife to the table for everybody, you might say, how about getting me the...
All right,
you need several of them.
Well, I'd say how many I needed.
All right, I need four?
Knives.
Okay. All right, after dinner, you get the opportunity to go in there and clean up those dishes you would. Excuse me, I've got to go, what?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after you wash them, you use clear water and you...
I don't have a dishwasher, so I wash them by hand.
Okay, you wash
them. Then put them in the drainer, rinse them, put them in the drainer. And then I grind and put them away in the china or cabinet.
Okay. What would you use to dry the dishes?
Well, I use a dish towel.
Okay. What would you use to wash them with? To wash your dishes?
In the sink.
What would you use?
A washcloth. A dishcloth.
Okay.
Something similar to a washcloth, but just a little bit larger.
Okay. What would you, when you were taking a bath, use to wash your face?
Wash off.
Okay. What would you use to dry off with?
Towel. Bath towel.
Okay. What do you turn on the water with? How do you
Faucet.
Okay. Is there any distinction between that and on the inside and the outside? Would you still call it the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. If it got so cold that one of your pipes
broke.
Okay, broke.
Or bursted.
Okay. If, I think we covered that.